Amiri also relates to the question of Svek Sveka in the Mishnah. So again, the topics I want to do is I want to start with the Mishnah and do a little bit about Svek Sveka, but again, I don't want to get too enmeshed in that. So we'll complete Svek Sveka on... We'll revisit Svek Sveka when we get to later on in Yotz Hashem Daf Tes Amud Aleph. But we'll start with that and the chorus that I gave you and just probably a few other little things. And we talked about Rashi and Tosis and the Ran and the Ramban Ala Torah on Losia Kadesh and Los Yisrael. Also, just in terms of background for Svek Sveka, just a little bit. Again, we'll do part here and part on Daftes. But the discussion of Rashi and Tosis is about Efshe Levarer. What happens if you have a Svek Sveka in a case where Efshe Levarer, where you don't have to rely on it? So you should just be aware that's a very, very big machlokas harishonim between the Rajba and the Ra'ah and Taurus Habayis, but earlier than that, between the Balamor and the Ramban in the beginning of Chulin. Chulin da Beis Amud Aleph on the Sugya of Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Hei. So just be aware of that machlokas, his background. And then, of course, the question is, that's a machlokas not about Svek Sveka, that's a machlokas about Rov. If you have a Rov, but it's Efshe Levarer, what's the halacha? So a little bit the question of Svek Sveka is what its relationship is to Rov. So we have to touch on that. We're not going to do the full job, but just for a little more background, just also see the parallel discussion about Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Just very quickly, the Gemara in Beitz on Dav Gimel Amud Beis through Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there speaks about Nolad and other things. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the rule in Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is that Afilo Be'elef Lo Batel. That's the Gemara's comment on Dav Gimel Amud Beis in Beitza. And then you'll see that there's a debate there also. Just look at the Rajba and the Ran in Beitza very, 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 very quickly. Does that din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin Afilo Be'elef Lo Batel, does that same idea apply to Svek Sveka? Let's say you have a Svek Sveka. So a little bit it depends on how you read the Gemara there. Just you should read the Shaka Vitaria on Beitza and Gimel Amud Beis. If you get a chance, just look at the Tosis and the Rajba and the Ran as a parallel to this issue. And also, if you get a chance, look at a very, 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 very famous Tshuva, the Rajba, which we'll talk about more in Daf Tes. But just so you should be aware of it, I think it's Tuf Aleph, that's 401 in the Tshuva Sarajba, about Svek Sveka Keneged Ischazik Isura. What's the halacha in that particular case? And I'll just mention some of the other issues that we'll get to, and we'll leave most of them for now. There's all sorts of questions about Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betaroves, and that we're not going to get into now. That we'll leave for Daf Tes on Ben Aleph. The question of Rov. So a lot of we'll just do part of it now, or we'll do part of it later. That's what I want to start with tomorrow. Then you should also just start looking at the Shaka Vitaria and go through already till the two dots on base and the base. That gets us involved in three issues. One is Higiyas Mamalon Issu. That's something I'll give you a Marmakobos on that tomorrow. The second one is Shaktu. I just had to decide whether we're going to do Shaktu right away or we're going to wait a little longer, because Shaktu comes up a couple of times. I'll probably decide that by tomorrow. But Shaktu Chachamim Takano B'nos Yisrael on the quality of the Chasana, right? Well, who's that for exactly, and what is that? Is that a kabod thing, or is it an investment thing? Not a good financial investment from one point of view, the short term, but, what exactly is Shaktu, basically? Agav also will discuss the issue that we've already talked a little bit about, or started to talk about, and that is the definition of chuppah, because that comes up here with a pirsanida, if pirsanida's impact on higiyas mamvelo nisu, the Gemara talks about in the stapka sadeu. So those are the three topics that we're going to discuss first, but we're going to try to move as quickly as we can, because there's just so much in this parak, we'll just have to move more quickly and be a little less exhausted just to get in more topics, because the topics change, but they're just right, very important topics. So I'll give you Makoros tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do the Svek Sveka part of the Mishnah and the things I mentioned. And then I'll decide definitively whether we do Shaktu first or Hegi Hazman, and we'll move forward from there. Today, we just have the remnant. You know, it's a good way because it's, you know, it's not exactly Yisru Chag, but, you know, it's part of the transition. You know, I think that, you know, Shmini Atzeres, you know, which is an Atzeres, is really intended to be like the transition from, you know, the intense holidays of Tishrei, which are all connected, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, into the rest of the year. And I think that's why the Kriyas HaTorah that we read in Parsha Sireh doesn't have any explicit mention of Shmini Atzeres, although it's, you know, it's understood by Chazal that Vayisa Ach Sameach is a reference to Shmini Atzeres. But it's about tzedakah and it's about other things. It's meant to, you know, to carry you in to, you know, kind of to convert all the intensity and the, you know, extra avodos of Chodesh Tishrei, you know, into the next month. So the idea that you know, there's a bit of a transition period in which we, you know, mishayer a little bit of the Chag and we carry it forward, it goes in both directions. So that's why it's good always, you know, if the Hakdama can last at least the day, first day, you know, that we return. So Baruch Hashem Zachinu, and we didn't finish it, so we have at least today, you know, to link up the pre Yom Tov with the post. But tomorrow we're going to start straight with Abbe Sovinala. So I think we have a few things left to do. We were in the middle of, or towards the end of, discussing the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin as reflected in the mitzvah, in the Nusach HaBracha of the Erusin, the long Nusach HaBracha, and the long complex one, which also mentions Chuppah, and mentions Chuppah seemingly before Kiddushin in it. And of course, as well, two other issues. A, can you have Chuppah prior to Kiddushin, sequentially? And what are the implications of that? And finally, the question that we touched on a little bit already, and that is the question of mitzvahs kavilos, in terms of kos and bracha, regarding kiddushin and nisuin. Our practice mostly is to do the kiddushin and nisuin together, so why not one kos, or one bor pri agafen, etc. Those are the issues I want to finish up with today. And again, when we get to Dav Zayin, there are other things that we can fill in terms of Bracha Ruka and Kitsara and other the connection to Kiddush, which probably wouldn't have time so much for today. So the last thing we were discussing was the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin vis-a-vis Heter Isha Labala, and that what I was trying to explain was that Shitas HaRambam is that clearly that the Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. All the questions that the Rush, you know, raises, which seem to prove that it's a Birchas Shevach Vehodah. So what I was trying to suggest was, again, just to remind everybody, that if you understand what the mitzvah is according to the Rambam, namely it's not the mitzvah to get married, but the mitzvah when you get married, to do it b'derech, erusin, kodem, nisuin, and because of what that reflects about the concept of the institution of marriage in Jewish life, and that being reflection of Davar Shemikdusha, so the very long Birchas Erusin is actually the perfect explanation and description of what this mitzvah happens to be all about. It's Osar Lanu, it's Ivanu al Arayos, it's Osar Lanu Sarusos, it's Hitur Lanu Sanusuos, Aide Chuppa Vikidushin, and it's also Mekadesh Yisrael, maybe even according to some, get to that again, Mekadesh Yisrael Aide Chuppa Vikidushin. Now, that was the argument, and I was trying to show that the Rambam's view of, you know, other things, Pilegesh and Kadesha and so on, Ksuva, and that the Rambam's view of the, you know, Birchas HaMitzvah here, the Rambam's view of the Iser, Arusa, Labala, Midivrei Sofrim, that all of these things fit into this idea that basically that the Kiddushin, the Erusin part, is an Oser, it's a kind of an investment, you move away before you move towards, and that is really what the mitzvah is, and that's a symbol of Kedushas Yisrael. So in the context of doing that, we were trying to explain that there were different views in the Rishonim about the relationship between Erusin and Nisuin that are very connected to this problem. For the Rambam, Erusin is not only neutral vis-a-vis Heter Isha Labala, but in some respect it's an Oser. And I wanted to highlight that even more so in the Shita quoted in the name of the Ravid, that she's an Eish HaSish, which doesn't mean that you're going to be Chayiv Misa. I mean, the Arus and the Arusa, there's obviously no Chayiv Misa, and I was suggesting that that's because there's no Begida, there's no betrayal, Umala Bomal, rather than Umala Mal Ba'ashem, which we'll get back to when we talk about Kini Yastira. But the fact that, you know, that Rishonim can characterize it as a violation of Eish HaSish, and Ki'ilu got upgraded to that extent on a Doraisa level, even in name, from the point of, or as a result of the Kiddushin, you know, highlights the Matir, I'm sorry, the Oser aspect that needs to come before the Matir. And while the Rambam doesn't go that far, I believe his Dibrei Sofrim is certainly more than the neutral view of Rashi, and it's more explicit even in the Mordechai and some of the other Rishonim who say the Oser Onimus Arusos simply means that the Iser of Pnuya, right, still applies, or that there's a parallel to the Iser Pnuya. They say it in different ways. Either Iser Pnuya lo zaz rather mimakomo, or there's a parallel, just like there's an Iser Pnuya, there's an Iser Arusa. Right, that's kind of Rashi's view in the Mordechai and a whole group of Rishonim. But according to the Rishonim, who think that she's an Eish HaSish, and according to the Rambam, who makes it sound like there's some higher level of Iser, it sounds like we're talking about an Oser before the Matir, and that is all to be contrasted sharply with some of the Chachmei Provence, who really saw Kiddushin and Nisuin as a team, as a progression, and as a progression, ad kedei kach, that if a mekadesh al yidei shliach, or a mekadesh where there's too much time between the kiddushin and the nesuin, or if it's done without the bracha, or various other conditions that are quoted in the manig and the meiri and so on and so forth, that you would have to actually repeat the birchas erusin at the time of the nesuin, because everything is working in the same direction. So this idea, particularly as far as the Matir part is concerned, ends up being a very fascinating debate. As our Rishonim will say, some in more dramatic fashion, some in less dramatic fashion, but still we have this view, the Rambam and maybe the Ravid and the Shinuku Betzes, that actually there's a greater distance as a result of the Kiddushin. The majority of the Rishonim will say that nothing has changed, or at least in parallel, nothing has changed. Right. And then there's a third group which might simply say that, on the contrary, the Kiddushin has already moved you closer to Heter Isha Labala, just that there's an Ikuv. The Ikuv is the fact that you have not yet consummated, let's say, this process by means of Chuppah. So that third formulation, it happens to be very clearly stated in the Ritva. Somebody has the Lashon of the Ritva in Zayin Amud Beis. Right, the Ritva explains in general that there's a connection between the two. He actually mostly seems sympathetic with the notion that probably Nisuin is Ikar. Certainly that's the view of the Ra'ah. But the language of the Ritva makes it perfectly clear. We'll go to the details of what he says in a couple of minutes, that Kiddushin is already Matir Isha Labala Al Yedei Chuppah. That's like an interesting formulation. Because factually, pragmatically, if you say Kiddushin is Matir Isha Labala Al Yedei Chuppah, you've said basically nothing. Because what you've really said is that until you do the Chuppah, nothing has changed. But conceptually, right, it's a mouthful. It's a very significant formulation. Because what you're really saying is that, you know, while practically you need the chuppah to complete this matir, or to remove the ikuv of the heter, right, it's really the kiddushin that is the davar matir. Isaac, you have it? What? Keep going. That's not the line I want.
Avala
kedushin atzman
osin ma'isa gamor lehatera lo al yedei chupa ula osir lekol ha'olam.
Yeah, and I also like that combination. So kedushin atzma osin ma'isa gamor, right? One more time, lehatera
lo.
la tiralo, meaning the kiddushin is the matir.
Al yedei chupa.
Al yedei chupa. Right, that's a chalos. It's kiddushin al yedei chupa. But it's the kiddushin, and that's the point of the ritva, is to explain why we are making the bracha bizman hakiddushin and not bizman hanisuin. Correct?
Yeah.
And then the fact that he also adds ula osra kula alma is terrific. In other words, two things happen with kiddushin: an osra kula alma and a heter lo. Unlike the Rambam, and especially that Ravid and Shita Mekubetzes, who will say that, you know, what happens in kiddushin is an oser lo, right, and an oser lekula alma. The Ritva is saying, no, a heter lo happens. I lemaisa, it doesn't, kick in practically until the chuppah. Yeah, that's because it's maisa gomor shematir al yidei chuppah. Right, but that doesn't mean the chuppah is matir. When you have the chuppah, the kiddushin is matir. So that is the other formulation that I was looking for. I think Ellie pointed out to me that which I had noticed before also, that the sitter of the it's Rabbeinu Yakar, right?
Yeah.
The Rebbe of the Ramban, do you have language? So that is a great opposite. Again, that doesn't have to be a stira to the Ritva, but it certainly sounds like the opposite direction, right? It sounds like what he's saying is that the Nusach is there to teach you that the Matir is due to, not just delayed by the Chuppah, and until you've done the Chuppah, the Kiddushin part can't kick in, but that it's vis-a-vis the Heter Isha Labala, it's all the Chuppah, right? Okay. So that is... Right. Go ahead. Yeah. So in other words, that would have been the other way, right? That the kiddushin is the matir, but oh, this but is a more pragmatic but, right? But I should say but so many times. But however, yeah. Okay, so basically what I'm trying to point out is that if you look at the language of the Rishonim, especially if we're in acute, hypersensitive, reading mode, to pick up on these nuances, you really see that they're there, and that the Rishonim are, and I think there's also a lot of consistency in the Rishonim, mostly. So how you look at this problem is extremely important. Agav, I mean, one other thing, when the Rajba deals with the problem, and it's kind of implicit in the Ramban, we'll discuss that in a moment too. To what extent is chuppah being an ikuv doraisa for heter isha labala, to what extent is that important for chuppah being doraisa in other areas? Yerusha, Tuma, Pafaris Nadarim, Chenek, etc. So here too, in the discussion of the Nusach HaBracha, you get this discussion in the Rishonim, right, a part of the V'asar Lanu Es Arusas. There are some Rishonim who seem to think, and again the Rajba quotes this as the view of the Ravid as well, that if Chuppah, right, did not have, if the ikub of chuppah, in other words, did not have a daraisa effect, then somehow all of chuppah would be drabanan. And that would be a stira to the psukim that seem to indicate that there's a difference between chenek and skila, and as well as yerusha, tuma, hafaris, nadarim, anything that's daraisa. In other words, what the Rajma seems to say, if somebody can get the language in the name of the Raidid, is that it's all or nothing. You have it?
Yeah, the Ravid is on Peresh. The Chabada writes, I think I'm reading on Perek Nara, Shin Patata, Ba'olam, he, Birushita'av, Amarava, Amarli, Amai Chabada the Hedi Akhtiv, he and Nara Bitula Meorasa, Nara of Lobogaret, Bitula of Lobula, Meorasa, Valonasua. my nesua ilmale nesua mamish hainu v'lo ba'ula ella lav shnichasa l'chupa v'lo niv ala.
So you see that chupa, he's trying to prove that chupa is effective in terms of the heter ishalabala doraisa, from the fact that it's effective doraisa, period. Correct? And the other Rishonim who reject this and who think that the Iser Arusa Labala is only Durabanan, maybe Divrei Sofrim, higher Durabanan, whatever it is, but certainly if it's not Doraisa, so they all say, well, we're not saying that Chupa is a Chalos Durabanan, we're just saying that vis-a-vis the Heter Isha Labala, it's Durabanan. Right? So that is an interesting argument. You know, my kasolka daitach of the right. What's the right? What are those Rishonim even saying? I mean, so what? There's a din of hafaras adarim. There's a din of yerusha. There's a din of tuma. There's a din of chenek. What does that prove about heter isha labala? Ah, so according to most Rishonim, the answer is absolutely nothing. These are two different questions, but. I think the answer, in light of our previous discussions, and we're obviously going to keep revisiting this as we talk about other topics, is, again, we talked about, for example, the different Lishonos in the Yerushalmi, about Kinyan, Nisuin, or Nisuin being Kikona Kinyan B'Shabbos, and what it is that illustrates that, right? Is it Rusha, Tumah, Farsadarim? Is it, Zonos? Is it Maisei Adayim? Right, we talked about in general whether or not chuppah is considered to be a kinyan. Not only in terms of kona kinyan b'shabbos, in general, the havamino that chuppah might be kiddushin, etc. All these types of issues. In general, we've been discussing whether or not it's viable to speak about a purely dine mamonis perspective on chuppah. Right, or by definition, that has to flow from the ishas. That basically was our discussion about ksuva. It's our discussion about she'er ksus viona, and it's been our discussion about chuppah too. So in a way, this is just a little window into that argument. It seems like what the Rabbit is saying, according to these Rishonim, is it's undeniable that there's a chalos chuppah daraisa that affects other things. But the idea that it would have no effect whatsoever on the core chaye ha'ishas and would only apply, to other issues, that's inconceivable. Now, why is it inconceivable? It's a matter of logic, apparently. There's no reason to think it's inconceivable. Again, as I always like to say, that makes it, in a way, a stronger point for that particular Risha. Basically, what the Rabbit is saying was, if there wasn't a nafkamina legabe, heter isha labala, namely hardcore ishus, then the other things wouldn't make sense that there's a chalos chupa that changes the isur misa, from skila to chenek, just because of Yerusha Tumah Nafaras Adarim. Or if there's a Yerusha Tumah Nafaras Adarim Nafkamina, or a Psul Edus Nafkamina, all the things that we discussed, if they didn't have their roots in Ishus. And the other Rishonim are saying that that's not the case. Hailuchudekoi, Vahailuchudekoi. Maybe Nisuin, even if it has nothing to, no Doraisa impact on Heter Isha Labala, but Lemaisa, it reflects an advanced, a stage of Baal ke'ishto and ishto ke'baila. Doesn't have to express itself dafka in heter and iser, but lemaisa they're living under one roof, and this is the consequence, and that spills over, or that is also reflected by these other dinim. But lav dafka that it has to express itself in terms of iser isha. So that's an important issue as well. Okay, now this question, of course, has a lot to do with the issue of Nisuin possibly ever being Kodem Le'erusin. And here we could ask two questions. Can Nisuin ever be Kodem Le'erusin? And even if not, can Nisuin be coincidental with Erusin? Or maybe definitionally, it's a Gomer, and therefore it always has to be after the fact. There are some achronim who suggested, by the way, that the Gemara's discussion, whether or not Bia Nisuin Osa or Erisin Osa, so again, Kiddushin Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which we've already discussed, is really not so much talking about the koach of Kiddushei Bia, right? But we discussed already, you know, what that reflects generally, and even if it would it work as if there really was a separate Erisin and a separate Nisuin? And maybe it really does work, maybe it's not as radical as it seems, maybe it really does work that Bia's, you know, Bias Erisin and Bias Nisuin, you know, Bibas Achas. Okay, so that's the way we approached it, but some acronyms suggest that maybe the argument, maybe the issue really is whether or not Erisin and Nisuin can come Bibas Achas, or by definition, right, they need to be triggered separately. And then the question is, separately in time, or even separately in Maisin? Can one Maisa, right, trigger both Erisin and Nisuin? That's how some people, some Achronim, understand that question, in which case it isn't, again, primarily about Kiddushei Bia. It wouldn't go on the Kiddushei Bia list, right? It would go on the relationship between Erisin and Nisuin issue. Anyways, that aside for the moment, the idea that you could have Nisuin kodem le'erisin is a sensational idea. Certainly if Nisuin is mostly a matir, right, and it isn't half or part kinyanim, and it's not all moving in the same direction, it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to think of Nisuin being significant. You might say, well, certainly Nisuin's not going to have any effect before Kiddushin. That seems to be a davar pashut. If you have Nisuin believe Kiddushin, nothing legally has changed. But that's not the issue that we're talking about. The issue that we're talking about is whether there's even a chalos, so that after you do the Kiddushin, you can say, oh, now you have both. Or the Nisuin, which is prior to Kiddushin, is by definition a kind of chucha utlula, because it just doesn't have any meaning. It's an empty gesture. The significance of chuppah only makes sense in the context of Kiddushin. Now the truth is, even if you look at chuppah as a gemar of the kinyan, you still might say that there needs to be a certain order, right? Especially if you see this as an integrated process. Just because something is an integrated process doesn't mean it doesn't have an order. Again, if Kiddushin and Nisuin are kinyanim chelkiim that have nothing to do with each other, they just, you know, target different aspects of the Ishus, so then it's much easier to say, what do we care about the order, as long as we have both. Albeit, again, Kiddushin prior to Nisuin is already going to be partially chal, and the things that Nisuin target prior to Kiddushin still need, you know, to be, in abeyance, you know, until the Erisin part, you know, is complete. But the more you think of the Nisuin as a matir, and even if you think of it as the completion of an integrated, you know, kinyan process, the more sensational it is, or in some cases impossible it is, to say that Nisuin can be prior to Kiddushin. So what evidence do we have on that front? Can you have Nisuin kodem l'kiddushin, Tovi? Can you? Who speaks about it in what context? There are basically two contexts in which it's spoken about. Rishonim, Achronim, who speaks about it? Should we get it on the record? Right, Robbie? So the Mordechai discusses it in the context of...
There
are actually three contexts, I would say. Correct. The Mordechai discusses it in Kuf Lamed Beis in the context of the Nusach HaBracha, right? Because in the Nusach HaBracha, Bepashtus, both in the text of the Bracha and in the Chasima, we keep saying Chuppah VeKiddushin, Chuppah VeKiddushin, Chuppah VeKiddushin. Now again, I keep trying to explain that even according to the Rambam, this is my answer to the Tashbates also, you know, that maybe in Ochanami, according to the Rambam, you know, a Kiddushin without any intention of Nisuin wouldn't be a mitzvah. But, you know, certainly what I've been trying to say for the Rambam is that the goal is chuppah. It's just a chuppah, an enhanced chuppah by virtue of the, you know, oser step that you've taken, you know, in advance. So that will explain, and I've tried to integrate that with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik comment about the history, because I don't think it's just history, that would explain the order. But all the Rishonim had trouble with the order, and they said different things. We'll get to the other things that they said in just a second. But what the Mordechai says is that because sometimes when you do the Kiddushin and the Nisuin Bevasachas, right, so basically she's already Nichneses L'Chuppa, and the Chuppa came first. So we say Chuppa V'Kiddushin. But that implies that you can have a Chalos Chuppa, right, prior, or Maisa Chuppa at least, prior to Kiddushin. And the Rishonim who avoid that answer, right, are, and they say all sorts of different things. Some of them deny that really we mean chuppa lifnei kiddushin at all. We'll get to that in just a second. And others just give other explanations, technical explanations, what it's doing there. Right? Clearly, they don't like this idea, and that can be for two reasons. Number one, maybe it isn't typical, and therefore the bracha should reflect the typical situation. That would be a technical point. But more importantly, maybe they just think it's wrong. You just can't have nisuin prior to kiddushin. So that's one context. Second context, the Shulta Giborim, Tertosis Rid earlier, is the possibility that the badekin, what we call the badekin, prisas taliso aleha, that is the nisuin. Right? That's what Tertosis Rid says in kiddushin of Gimel. And Shulta Giborim picks up on this, and it's also quoted as a day in Shulchan Aruch. Right, that's why when I'm the Sadek Kiddushin at a wedding, I always suggest that that there be a day, kiyum for the Badekin, because if indeed you require a day kiyum for Nisuin, which is, as we already know, is debatable, but people are generally makbid lemaisa to have it. So according to some Rishonim, the Badekin is also the Nisuin. So in that situation, you have Nisuin, Kodem, Leirusin, right? Because the Badekin always takes place before the Kiddushin. That's the second context. What's the third context? Where it comes up in the Rishonim? Third place, Yonatan?
The Rush.
I don't think, which Rush?
He just says that the reason why we have the Chasima as Chuppa before Kiddushin is because we don't want people to be confused and think that the Iker Heter comes at Kiddushin, and really if it comes at...
Right, well, how does that prove that you can have Nisuin prior to...
Oh, no, it just addresses the Chasima of
Chuppa. I mean, you're saying a different answer.
Yeah.
No, the different answers we know, I'll get to that in a second. I'm saying, where's the third context where this radical idea that you could have the Nisuin or the Chuppa Kodem the Kiddushin, where does it come up? Possibly. Depends how you interpret it. And in a very prominent Rishon. Can't get a more prominent Rishon than this.
This is the Ramban?
The Ramban.
In Kiddushin?
Correct. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So the... Excellent. Very good. So the Ramban in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which I asked you to look at, what's the context there?
Kohen Gadol.
Yeah. The Gemara wants to know, and that we discussed also, whether or not Tchilas Bia Kona or Sov Bia Kona. Correct? So the Gemara says that there'll be nafkamina if after Hara'a she's Mekabel or Mekabelas Kiddushin Me'acher, although it's hard to picture all of that, right? But that's one nafkamina. The second nafkamina is, I'm not suggesting that we try to, I'm just saying it's a strange Gemara. What's the second nafkamina? Kohen Gadol. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol is supposed to marry a Besula. This is kind of a big Kiddush in the Gemara too, right? If the Kiddushin right, isn't really Chal until the Soth, then she's already a Be'ula, right, Lifnei HaKiddushin. Now the reason that's a little bit Mechudash is because you would have thought, okay, fine, but it's part of the same process, and this would be the Hagdara of, Ubala. No, the Gemara is having none of that. The Gemara is very strict here. The Gemara says technically, temporally, she's a Be'ula before she's an Arusa, and therefore it's not going to work. That's what the Gemara says. Oh. So the Balei Tosfos already asks this question, but they give a different answer. They ask a question from the Sugya in Yevamos. What is the Sugya in Yevamos?
Kohen Gadol Shikidish Katana Ubagra Tachtav Mahu Batar Nesun Aslina Ubatar Erusin Aslina.
Oh, so it sounds like the Gemara in Yevamos, what is that, Nun Vav, right? Nun Hebe Beis, Nun Vav Ubnachem. Not Nun Kas. Nun Kas? Or Nun Kas? Or Nun Hei? Okay, whatever. The Gemara there in Yevamos basically seems to say that the Hagdara of Be'ula and Besula right, depends on Nisuin and not Erusin. Oh, so the Ramban asks in Kiddushin, if that's the case, so then the Shaklavatari in Kiddushin is, and the Afyudom and Aleph is problematic, because here the Gemara seems to say that if you hold that, the Gemara seems to say that, you know, if he's Mekadesh Bibia, right, even though there's no Nisuin yet, presumably, right, so that'll be a proper way for a Kohen Gadol to be Mekadesh. The only question is if you hold Tchilas Bia Kona or Sof Bia Kona. That's the question. So the Ramban gives two answers to that question. The first answer is, what's the first answer? This is according to the Mandamar, that Bia Nisuin Ose. Correct?
Okay, Ikele Neymar Kislata Datach Nisuin Ose.
Yeah, so if you say that, so then, if it's the Kiddushin and the Nisuin are literally Bevas Achas through the Bia. But otherwise, in Ochanami, that's a Kiddush because there are two Stekos in the Gemara and Daf Yonam and Aleph who says that that they're linked, right? Okay. And especially since we probably don't paskin like, you know, that other one, so it's even stranger. Inami.
Ikel okma dikid ibayle bishenichnas alachopa below kiddushin mikadish lahatem bebiya shemisha'ari shona shekana abibiya naaset keishto nesua lacholdavar.
Yeah. Now, the only question is, what does the Ramban really mean here? So the Mishnah Melech in Perek Beis, I'm sorry, in Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, Hilchasishus has a long, has a piece, not such a long piece, but a piece about whether or not Nisuin can come before Kiddushin or not. And he quotes the Maaseis Binyamin, right, who was having no part of all of this, who thought you couldn't do this, doesn't make any sense. And the Mishnah Melech quotes this Ramban, as you see from the Ramban, that you could have, in theory, that's what the Ramban is saying. You're talking about a situation where you had the Nisuin first, right? And now that the Kiddushin is going to take place, it's going to kick in. So there's no problem of Amana LeKohen Gadol. I'm sorry, there's no problem of Besula, rather, LeKohen Gadol, because at the time of the Maisabiyah, that completes the entire Ishus process because the Nisuin took place earlier. However, other Achronim do not interpret the Ramban that way. They interpret that the Ramban doesn't mean that the Nisuin takes place prior to the Kiddushin, but that the Nisuin takes place simultaneous with the Kiddushin. Now the language is pretty good. Read the language again one more time? Of that Ikele Meimar? Is up there?
Yeah, I moved to the Evan Hazel on my computer.
Evan Hazel?
Yeah, on the Ramban.
Oh, you mean the footnote?
Yeah, I'm up there.
Yeah,
Inami ikelim ukma diki ibayele v'shnechsa l'chaba below kiddushin mikadosh lahatam debia shemisha'a rishona shekana'a debia naset keishto nesua l'choldavar.
So it's very neutral, the language of the Ramban. Is Ramban saying that there was a chuppah prior and now once you do kiddushin everything kicks in at the same time? Right? Or is he really saying that you're still, that the Nisuin, basically the Maisa Chuppa, right, began earlier, but it continues as long as it's meaningful. Mm-hmm. And therefore, basically when you do the Erusin, it's simultaneous. But then the Chiddush would be that with regard to the problem of Besula LeKohen Gadol, right, that simultaneity, right, is also okay. It doesn't have to be, you know, that that the, because you might say, well, simultaneity is a, you know, yef shel tzamtzem, or even if yef shel tzamtzem, it's, you know, it's still a problem because, you know, prior to the Nisuin, you know, she wasn't not a b'ula, right? Just wasn't a b'sula, or not a b'sula. She wasn't not a b'ula. She wasn't not a b'sula. Well, it gets you to one of those, you know, time conundra, you know, kinds of things. You should just be aware of that problem. Yeah.
Isn't there a man clear that Maisa Kiddushin has to happen under the chuppah? So
in this case?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The chuppah below Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Mekadesh lahasa b'diyah. Mekadesh are under the chuppah b'diyah.
Right, but is that because
if the nisuin persist, then you could have maisa kedushin.
I mean, you want to say the simultaneous idea?
Yeah, it's very clear.
I believe it's very
not
clear.
Not only from the chalos that it's simultaneous, but the maisa has to be simultaneous.
Or maybe the maisa has to be simultaneous because otherwise, you know, that's ozil, and that's the only thing that's mitzarif. It is a chuppah, is the fact, like, you can't have a chuppah before kedushin. It's not even, it's a chuchal tlula, just like it's an empty gesture. But if you are mitzarif it to the kedushin, so then it becomes a chuppah, you know, or it retains the status of a chuppah, and then you have chuppah prior to kedushin. I think it is a good diuk.
I'm
just not sure whether or not. I think you're right, but maybe the Mishnah Melech would tell you what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. In other words, maybe that's for technical reasons, because otherwise it's not even a maisa chuppah. But as long as there is a maisa chuppah, so then the point is that the chuppah was prior, not that the chuppah was simultaneous. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I hear what you're saying. Meanwhile, I say hasa.
Yeah, Makadish
la hasa. Okay, could be. Either way, certainly Mordechai doesn't sound that way in his thing, and the Shilta Giborim / Tosas Rid view.
What's the indication in Tosas Rid that it's Kodem HaKedushin?
Well, it's two different actions, no?
All he says is, Lamude Chopa, Pirish and Pirish Taliso, La Lashem Kedushin.
Right.
But how do we know
that gets on because there's no Maisa Kedushin yet. He's not Makadish then.
Maybe it's talking about after the Maisa Kedushin.
Well, put it this way. In the Tosas Rid, I think it's possible. I think in the Shilta Giborim, I have to check. I think it's clear. In terms of what we do, Bizman Azeh, which, well, let me say it that way, that the Poskim say is one of the views of Chuppah, we certainly do it Kodem Kedusha. But you may be right. Maybe in the Tosas Rid itself, it's not, I mean, you're saying Tosas Rid will tell you, you do the Badekin after the Kedusha.
Right.
That is very possible. I thought the Shilta Giborim and maybe the Sefer HaMachria sounded the other way, but I have to check it again. That's just on memory, and I could be wrong. But definitely the way the Poskim say it, you know, which is that they say it's what we do, there's Badekin, it would certainly be the other way. Yeah?
This is too much, but the Mordechai of the Chuppah is divided the Mesir of the Shachris, which you said, the Mesir of the Chasim. Yeah. The Maisa Nisun is also still extant when she's in his Rishon.
Right, so I think there's an assumption there that it still is. But he's certainly, by saying Shachris, just like Itamar's Diuk about the Shum, in the other direction, I think the Diuk and the Mordechai about the Shachris. Yeah. Or at least, you know, it's Mitzuraf to that previous Maisa. So maybe it still needs to be Mitzuraf in some way. I think the point I'm making, which is that either way you need some sort of Mitzuraf for the Chuchot Tlula part of it. I mean, it's, what is it? You know, that may be true for the Mordechai too, but the point is that it's Shachris. That's the Chalos Lamafreya of Chuppah. Right. Again, if I knew that in the Ramban, I'm still nostalgic about that in the Ramban. So I think the Ha'ara is correct, that it sounds like you have to do it there. You can't do it 20 minutes later. You know. But when you do it there, if that's only Koveya, the Hemshech, or the Tziruf to the Maisa Chuppah, or it still makes it a Maisa Chuppah, but then you say, oh yeah, but it began 2 hours ago, or you're saying it's simultaneous, that I'm not sure. But in Mordechai, I think, by saying Shachris, which he does, I think that clinches it. Okay, so that is the that's the question of the order. Actually, in the parish of Rabbeinu Yaakov or whatever, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yaakov or whatever it is, so he actually says that the order of, where's Eli? Got that part?
Not that part.
What?
Sorry, not that part.
No. So he has he says that the order is chuppah prior to kedushin in the nusach of the bracha, because that's what happened to Klal Yisrael, you know, symbolically. They were enveloped by the, and it's like a sukkah thing, by the anane akavod, right? And that took place before Maimed Har Sinai. So Maimed Har Sinai is the Erisin, and the being enveloped by the anane akavod, again, it's hard to know how. But he's explaining that's a pshat in the Nusach HaBracha, so obviously he's taking it somewhat. So I think it's interesting anyway. I mean, the Anani HaKavod is the Chuppah, and the Aseres HaDibros is the Kedushin. That part's good.
I think
it's what?
Kfiyas Ahar.
Well, the Shidduk Betzes quotes Kfiyas Ahar. That's a different one.
Do I think there would be
He does? I thought he said the Anani HaKavod. Maybe it's a different piece. I saw a piece where he said that there's Anani HaKavod, that's the Chuppah, And that came before the Kiddusha. Now, if you ask me, what's the point of all that? Meaning, Anani HaKavod, again, is the interpersonal, intimate relationship to Klal Yisrael, but of course it's governed by, and it's guaranteed, it's secured by the Maamar Har Sinai. Now, the Rav gave this famous hesped of his uncle, Rav Elbel, called Ma Dodeich Midod. So, right. So, that's already good, right? So, but basically, he, you know, what he develops there is the idea that, you know, he says, like, some people have an Erusin relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Other people have a Nesuin relationship. He's trying to say, Reb Chaim and Reb Moshe and Reb Elbel, like, they were, you know, had a Nesuin relationship. So that's why he mentions a little bit, I think I mentioned, you know, this this idea that, you know, maybe you don't really need a Kiyum for Nesuin because it's, you know, it's a vice, it's a different kind of thing. So it's an interesting, you know, especially in light of, you know, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochar. Now, in Shidu Kubetzos, I think they have Kafaleim Har Kegigis as the Chuppah.
I think I might have mixed it up in the notes. I have the last one with Rabbi Yochar.
Is you have it? Okay, go ahead. So that's just a great anyway for everything we've been saying.
The best
part's
coming up.
What? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Because that's the real mitzvah. Because you can't have the other. The goal is the other part of it. But what makes it possible is the framework, you know, to attain that goal. So that's just a great. Now, the Shidduch Kubetzos, I remember, I don't have it with me at the moment, has a line where he says something simple. He says, again, Kafaleim Har Kegigis is the Chuppah, you know, and that preceded the. So that's just the interesting, both in terms of the. Again, you have to be careful with these things, obviously. You don't want to get too symbolic. But this is already Rishonim talking about the Nusach HaBracha, so at least as an analog,
Monday.
You know, they happen to feed it very well. What?
It's Monday, also.
It is Monday. Yeah.
It's the basis of the Havmin.
Good point. It's a double kium. Even, you know, even if the Bia Erusin B'Nisuin is really one that does both, but this is like, it, you know, it could, this could be one that does both or a double kium. Either way. I like it.
The
Oh, one second.
Oh, sorry.
Let him finish from a point. Either way.
The Shidduch Kubetzos is the basis of the Havmin of the Nisuin Bal Karka. It's Kafim Malim Arkibis.
He says that? I don't remember.
No,
I'm you're saying. Oh, wow. Okay. I hear. Yeah. Well, we know that you're an Nisuin advocate from Rav Avraham Nahar. Read it. Well, we found that was a little bit too enthusiastic, but this one's interesting. Yeah.
Marshall here also brings the same idea that the kedushin shehinah sinas haTorah, k'mosh kasev al tikrei merasha el marasa ubechopa hu yichud shchinasa b'mikdash imanu.
Oh, okay. Yichud shchinasa b'mikdash. Okay, interesting. So I think they're fair game, but you have to be careful. But I think that the analog part of it, at least, is very important. Again, in terms of these paradigms. Okay. So that is in terms of Nesuin Kodem LeErusin, and in terms of, you know, Va'asa Lanu Es HaRusos V'Hita Lanu Es HaNesuos. Now, let's talk just about the Nusach HaBracha. You know, why do you make a bracha on Kiddushin and not on Nesuin? Why don't you make the bracha later? And why do you mention Nesuin at the time of Birchas HaErusin and mention it first? Let me just talk about some of the. Again, there's a lot of material on all of this. It's all fascinating, but just a few choice things that we've been to sum up some of the things that we've been discussing. So I told you originally to look at the, in particular, the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, the Rajba, and also the Meiri, Chachmei Provence, the Ran, Chachmei Ashkenaz, Sfarad, on this issue. So I just want to go through each one quickly. Just to point out that they really do emphasize differently, and you know, in a nuanced way, these relationships. Okay. Now, the first thing to note is that there seems to be machlokas among the Chachmei Sfarad as there was among Chachmei Ashkenaz, but this is a Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas Shevach Vehoda. The Ra'ah, you know, the Ritva, some of them are very comfortable with the idea this is a Birchas Shevach. The Ramban, I still think, is clinging to the idea that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, although there seem to be contradictory lines in the Ramban, you know, about that question. Okay. And that itself is interesting, and you know, if it's a Birchas Shevach Vehoda, is it presumed, according, it's not necessarily the view of the Rush, as we discussed, which is that there is no mitzvah, but that, you know, for various reasons, you know, either very technical reasons, you know, like the Ravid, Udi'ine, that you're worried about Chashash or Bracha Levatala, in case she says no, or, you know, just for other reasons, namely, it's hard to construct a proper Birchas HaMitzvah because of this two-phased process and everything that goes along with it. So, you know, even though there is a mitzvah, it's a Birchas Shevach Vehoda. By the same token, there are some of the Chachmei Sfarad who think that it's a Birchas Shevach, it looks like a Birchas Shevach Vehoda in many respects, but, and it may even be after the Erusin, but it's really Birchas HaMitzvah still, just that you have no choice, as we discussed. And that would be patterned after the view either that b'di'eved you can have a Birchas HaMitzvah, you know, la'achar asiyasan, which is a debate in the Rishonim, or that even if you normally can't, the paradigm of tefilas gerim, which some Rishonim then extended, you know, to tefilas, to other tefilos, is applicable to, namely, you know, even if you take the view that ovel asiyasan is ma'akev, only when there's the possibility of Ovel HaSiyasa. But if for various reasons, of the type that we're talking about, you can't, so then the Tziruf to afterwards is still alive and well, and then you can have a Birchas HaMitzvah afterwards. And that itself, that's an, just from a Hilchos Brachos point of view, that's an interesting argument and machlokes. But I don't want to get bogged down with that, because we have, you know, just a little bit of time to finish up a bunch of things. So let's zero in on the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin as it's reflected in these Lashonos. Okay, so let's start with the Ramban. Okay, so what comes out of the Ramban? Avram? Get a chance to sing?
The Ramban, which part of the Ramban?
The Kiddusha Ramban in Ksuvas, Zayin with Beis. So he, number one, he discusses the problem whether, you know, the Iser Arusa Daraisa Drabana, that's an interesting point. Excellent. So he uses the expression, Ramban uses the expression of Chatzi Mitzvah. Again, sometimes, you know, language is a tricky thing, as we know. And, you know, sometimes you have to express things and you say things, and not everything has to be charged and loaded. But, you know, we have enough faith in the Rishonim that, you know, our initial stance is to, you know, pay very close attention to their language, especially when there are alternative ways of saying things, especially when we know that there's an issue out there, and especially when we know that other Rishonim said it in other ways. So we should be careful again, because sometimes, you know, you could say things in more than one way, and you don't necessarily mean, you know, to be medayik ad kedei kach. But here's just a great language of the Ramban. The Ramban basically says, you know, halvesies, you know, half and half. Now, of course, in light of the Ramban and Kiddushin, possibility that you could have simultaneous Kiddushin and Nisuin, or maybe even Nisuin prior to Kiddushin, right, depending on what we were discussing before, the Mishnah Maus reading of the Ramban and the others. This, of course, looms a little bit larger. What I think is even more telling is that the Ramban continues. Avram, what else does he say? Or he seems to say something quite remarkable. We'll get that in a second. That he does say too. He takes that line literally, or seriously, I should say. But before that, there's another implication. What's the other implication? Yaakov? Jonathan?
Comparison to Shechita?
No, not so much. That we have already. Shua?
It says that if the Kiddushin is together, you need to say Bracha.
Yeah. The Ramban actually says, and other Rishonim reject this emphatically, maybe for technical reasons or other reasons. This is a really interesting question, right? V'ilo ha'isachupa nasis achshav, right? Ha'yimavarchin asher kiddushanu v'mitzvosa v'tzivanu ala kiddushin v'achupa. Oh, is that what you meant by kamoshim varchin ala shechita? Yeah?
Not exactly, but I could. I'll take the credit.
Okay, I hear that.
It's offered.
Okay, well, since you're so honest, so we'll give you honesty credit. Okay, but
I think that's
okay. So that is a terrific line, and that's very interesting. And as the Ramban, in principle, does not see these as being fundamentally, right, distinct one from the other. If you want to put them together, he'll change the Nusach HaBracha for you. And presumably, not just because, again, they're happening at the same time, but because they can be integrated, and naturally they should be integrated. Okay. So that is interesting, that's important for the Ramban. In addition to that, the Ramban goes on to, has the formulation that this is a bracha on Kedushas Yisrael, right? Because of both being Oser and Matir. Kemosh Baruch Hashem Akshav. The Pika Chutz Chul Levarach Hashekit Shanu Al Arayis V'Hitlo Nu Acheros Shein Kedushin Tosem Mehem. Yeah. Shenimsa Kemisha Levarach Al Kedushasan Shal Yisrael. And Dami L'Kidusha Kedisa B'Gemara. Right, Shemavarchin Asher Bachar B'Yisrael V'Kidshon B'Kedusha Shabbos. Right, V'Lol Iser Shabbos Abzu Al Shabachar B'Yisrael Shekidshon B'Iser Lehen U'B'Mutar Lehen. Again, just very inspiring, you know, the Shonos of the Ramban. Okay, so whether it's a Berachas Mitzvah, Berachas Shabbach Lodah, either way, the Ramban thinks that it's a Bracha on Kedushas Yisrael. Again, this is going back to the question of the Gonim asked, why not just Asher Kedshon B'Tosim Tzivanu in the text, but in the Chasima as well. At the same time, the Ramban, quoting Rav Haigon and others, does not like Al Yedei Chuppah V'Kiddushin. He just likes Mekadesh Yisrael. We'll get back to that in just a second. So certain things emerge very clearly from the Ramban, and he also takes the connection to Kiddush. Rashi also, in his Perush and Ksuvos, says the connection of the Gemara to Kiddush is taken seriously. The Ritva adds, that's why we're Mevarech Alakos, because of the Kiddush. The idea that Mevarchen ala kos, Birkas Eiros, I think first appears in the Yerushalmi, and then mostly in in early Ashkenaz and Provence, I know the Manik has it and others. The general sense is that Birkas Bor Pri Gofen, knows the kos, is more shayach to Birkas Nisuin than it is to Birkas Eiros. That's also an interesting issue. In particular, this comes up because the question is whether Yatzah Motzi applies in Birchas Eirusin. Because usually Masada Kedushin makes the bracha, obviously, but he's not the one who drinks the wine. So there are all these different reports whether Abchayim really did spill, a little bit of the wine on his hand and then, drank a little bit, in that way, or he didn't. All right. Anyway, the Pnei Yeshua in his Kuntres Sa'achron in Ksuvis discusses it at some length, and he wants to mechalik between Birchas Eirusin and Birchas Nisui. He says, yeah, if the Masada Kedushin doesn't, I think he said, that's his conclusion as I remember it, the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink, it's a bracha levatala, but not in Birchas Nisuin. In Birchas Nisuin, the Bor Pri Gofen is kind of like a Yatza Motzi. So this is an interesting issue, this question of Kiddush. Balei Tosfos understood that the connection to Kiddush in the Gemara is more about the multi-themed, complex character of the bracha, structure of the bracha, than it is about there being a theme of Kedushas Yisrael or Kiddush, which would have any relevance to to wine or even to the theme of Kedusha like the Ramban is pointing out. But either way, okay, that's the Ramban. What about the, let's go chronologically, what about the Ra'ah? What's the what's the contribution of the Ra'ah? 2 points in the Ra'ah, I think. Number one, the Ra'ah thinks what? Chatzi chatzi? Asher, did you see it? Gabe? Ra'ah? Could be that, people saw it before. Yosef? Avram, you saw it?
Yeah,
he's a strong mitzvah. Yeah, the Ra'ah definitely sides with the Nisuin being the Ikar mitzvah. It's interesting that he also thought that you shouldn't have the chasima at the end, Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin, because it's, in his opinion, ends up being a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, And Birkas Shevach Vahodah doesn't warrant the pirut, the specificity of Ayadei Chuppah B'Kiddush. It's better to generalize. That's an interesting idea. The Rambam also doesn't have the chasima of Ayadei Chuppah B'Kiddush, even though according to the Rambam it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. Right? And they say the Ramban, it's not clear, but that's an interesting tliya that the Ra'ah makes. But as far as the main issue is concerned, the contribution of the Ra'ah is that, like, let's say, Rav Avraham ben Arambam, he felt that the Nisuin is Ikar. The Ritva, what is the Ritva's view? Because the Ritva is the Talmud of the Ra'ah and the Rajma, but even more of the Ra'ah. Avram? What's the Ritva's view? Well, one thing is interesting. The Ritva rejects a very extreme position, and that is, oh, maybe you shouldn't make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Kiddushin because it's just a Hechsher Mitzvah V'yamo, like Binyan Sukkah or Asiyas Lulav. Again, these connections are just, money, Akaba, it's just, can't be ignored. Anyways, the idea of the Ritva that he's rejecting, or that he's quoting, is that Kiddushin is a Hechsher B'Alma. Right? It's a means to the Nisuin. That's a very extreme view, therefore it doesn't require Birkas HaMitzvah. But he rejects that. In the end, he has it as a Maisa Gamor, Lahatir Isha Al Yidei Chuppa, as we discussed, and so on. So he ends up being somewhere, and they basically has Kiddushin as a mitzvah bi'apei nafshei. It sounds like he thinks that the chuppah is bi'apei nafshei and the Kiddushin is bi'apei nafshei, that they somehow work in tandem, although they target different things. That's what seems to emerge from an analysis of the Ritva. What about the Rajba? Anybody the Rajba? And the Ran? The Rajba and the Ran sound like chuppah is the gemar. Right, but Ran in particular sounds a little bit like the Kiddushin is the Ikar. Right, they don't say, oh, it's not the Ikar, it's therefore it doesn't require Birkas HaMitzvah. You have it, Avram?
Yeah.
What do you mean for the Rajma? For the Ran is like this as well. Yeah. But basically what he's saying is that it's not completed. The Kiddushin isn't the complete story. He's not saying that it's a Hechsher, he's not saying that Chuppah's Ikar, he's not saying it's only half a story. He's saying it's the incomplete story. Which means, sounds like, both the Rajma and the Ran sound like, Kiddushin is Ikar, but it partners with the Sukkah. So what I'm just really trying to show is that we have the full range of Lashonos in Rishonim, and not just Lashonos, but they're really being very careful how they formulate these questions, and there are spillover nafgamina as well. Okay, what about the Meiri? I mentioned that already earlier in the year because we talked about some things, but what's the Meiri's view? I said Meiri is very much influenced, as we know, by the Rambam, but he'll sometimes rewrite the Rambam in light of his slant or perspective. And his view on Kiddushin and Nisuin is a great example of that. I mentioned that in the beginning of the Meiri and Kiddushin, when he talks about Kodem Matan Torah, he writes over the Rambam, but with an emphasis on not only the goal, but the Ikar Mitzvah being Nisuin. So the same Meiri, the topic after that we're going to start to discussing, which is what is Chuppah. So we know that the Rambam Shita Bar Chuppah is that Chuppah Hainu Yichud Aroi Labiyah, right? Yeah. And therefore, seemingly the Rambam says, we'll discuss the seemingly part, that Chuppah Snida, right, is not a proper Chuppah. Whether it means it's nothing at all or it means that it's not a complete Chuppah, that's what we still have to discuss in the Rambam. But the Rambam Shita, as is well known, is that Chuppah Snida is a problem. Okay. So the Meiri wants to reject that. Shita is on page 8. Quotes the Rambam. Vadvarim nirmudaiti,
Shimrata lichnos kones umavarech vim kinsa yarsho malam zonos. The ein chuppa, so basically it's rejecting the Rambam. Right? Fine. See also how he's interpreting the Rambam. Let's do that for now. But then he adds, it's one thing you can reject the Rambam for 100 different reasons. Right? You don't have to think that that chuppa is yichad aroy lebiya. But listen to the language. The ein chuppa yaseira al kiddushin shetofsin ba. Velohutzuchu lalamda mina mikra. Elimitos shayikadai litos. Lidmosa l'sharkai v'krisos. V'hu adin shemekadsha l'chadchila. V'af le'inyan k'nisachein. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Hukosishos, we'll talk about it, that l'chadchila you shouldn't be mekadesh and ishanida. So a lot of the Achronim understand that that's for technical reasons, because if he wants to put on the tabas, or he wants to give her a kesef, it becomes a problem of negiya. Right? That's how some of the Rambam doesn't say why. Rambam just says, l'chadchila, you shouldn't be mekadesh and ishanida, but b'diavad, the kiddushin are tosin, even though it's kaivei krisus, right? It's the exception in kaivei krisus, there is tvisas kiddushin. Right? We'll talk about it. So the Meiri wants you to know, number one, that he rejects that. There's no such din, there's no kiddushin nida l'chadchila. And then he adds, v'af l'inyan k'nisachein. And that's true, even regarding chuppah. Not only is chuppah chal, there's no prohibition l'chatchila either. Mezusha b'kan in yonah shemachar sheinu ruy labia. According to our Gemara, imenu rotzun lichnas ein kofin. Shakal yodim kal olam nichnasu l'chuppah. Machar shein adin l'sof kontz, etc. Basically, the Rambam is concluding that there is no, even l'chatchila, chuppas, of not having chuppas nida, from the fact that there's no lechatchila of kiddushe nida, which is very striking. Moreover, the Meiri takes the view that Birchas Erusin require 10. Just one second. This already is what he's talking about in Zion of a base. Bircha seirin avshi nasis bifnei atzma v'shalo b'shas nisuin kosu b'shilto shetzricha asor. We know this machlokas. We discussed it in the Rush already, right? Whether you need a minion or not. So again, what's the background? That the Mishnah Megillah says that birchas nisuin require minion, right? What do we know about bircha seirin? So the Shilta says you need. So the Meiri says, Uladea Uladaze, Mash Omer b'Masachas Megillah b'Mishnah ein parsin, af birchas erusin b'chlal, u'mipnei shelifamim, nasis kiachad, we'll get this in a second, u'bekos echad, kolon b'loshan echad, u'keshitas minageinu. That's a remarkable thing. The Shilta doesn't say that the Makar is the Mishnah Megillah. He just says, oh, it's all Iske Makar Baal. Iske Makar applies to the Erusin too. Right? Whether or not Iske Makar is connected to Erusin may be dependent on our issue, right? To what extent Kiddushin is an Oser or Tchilas HaMatir or an Oser L'Shem HaMatir, whatever. The Meiri basically says that when the Mishnah says the words that Birchas Nisuin require 10, it really means birchas nisuin or birchas erusin, because, you know, since occasionally they're done together and they'll be done, as we'll see in a moment, al kos echad, so, you know, when we nisuin includes kiddushin. Wow. Now, the second example where, right, he's integrating the two, but in the direction of nisuin defining erusin, just like the beginning of Masechet Kiddushin, where he redefines the Rambam's erusin comments in terms of nisuin. I'll give you another example, which I didn't have you look up. And that's in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. These are my pattern that I noticed. The Meiri there talks about Kiddushe Shliach. See, he says, you know, when he's trying to explain this idea that some of the Chachmei Provence, like Kiddushe Shliach should not, you know, have a Birchas Erusin. So he says, you can't have a Birchas Erusin al Yidei Shliach, because you can't complete the Nisuin. at that point. And I'm trying to remember, does he also say, and the words in the Birkas Eretzon are Kupa v'Kiddushin. The Shliach can't do the Nisuin. Right? So it doesn't surprise us that when it comes to the Nusach HaBracha, why is Chuppah mentioned and Birkas Eirusin, right? And when it comes to the other question, which I want to get to in a second, which is the question of Mitzvahs Kavilos Kavilos, the Meiri takes a very, very strong stand that the Eirusin and the Nisuin are one, but tilted in the direction of the Nisuin, that the Nisuin is Ikar. Let me just read you a couple of lines. V'nirin advarim, Kol Sachar I'll get to in just a second. I'm going to hold off on the Kosecha thing, because that we'll get to in just a minute. But let me read to you his interpretation of the Nusach HaBracha. He's on page 35. It's all the Sugya of Zayinu base. V'li nira she'ikar HaBracha al klal hanisuin hi. Shehi mitzvah saseh. Okay, this is again consistent with what he writes in the second paragraph of Kiddushin. Mikomokom herichu ba besipur shevach vaodalamokom mitzad sh'inyin azivug hu l'kidusha yaseira. Shelo lisyachet below Kiddushin, kamo she'osim kodem matan Torah. Ve'ein birchaseinu ala iser, el ala kidusha haba lanu mi'iser zeh. I'm skipping a little bit. V'shaharbe kidusha seinu ba'a. I'm sorry. Sha'af arusa senu asalanu ad shis ametz kasher azivu gaidei chuppah v'kiddushin. I mean, the kiddushin contributes that way. V'nimtzei sakiddusha ba bechuppah v'kiddushin al bishakuppah midivrei sofer mevarchan al shal sofer mekam v'dvarim o shema min haTorah hi shari inu zakai b'hafer nedarea ad shetikanes l'chuppah v'chein raya midishtani b'katala. I'm skipping a little bit. V'nimtzei inyan habracha shetzivanu l'kadesh kidei shall yidei kiddushin elu tikonis l'chuppo tein v'teres b'prishos u'betahara v'goni arishonam ayugorim mikom mishe yachtam binyan zayidei chuppa v'kiddushin hol ha'chuppa inu nasas achshav v'ein nira lichein af api she'ein sham achshav chuppa mikom mokom ha'kiddushin tzore chuppa hem v'kol shkein b'mokom sh'achuppa t'kufa l'kiddushin. So basically, he doesn't directly talk about the question why chuppah is mentioned first, but clearly, based on what he does say, why chuppah is mentioned here, etc., it's clear that the Meiri takes this view. So, let's talk about the mitzvah of chavilos chavilos in this respect as well. So, the chavilos chavilos background is the sugya in Brachos and Psachim. Yeah.
What's the view that he's taking?
Who? What do you mean, what's the view that he's taking? How do I understand his overall view?
Yeah, mitzvah.
That the Ikar mitzvah is chuppah, and the Kiddushin contributes to the strengthening of the chuppah. But even formally, if you want to know what the mitzvah is, and what Birchas Eirusin is a pre-bracha on the chuppah. And the mitzvah is, you know, the first stage that's going to lead to the chuppah. But not in the way that I'm saying it for the Rambam. In a much more...
Doesn't it seem that, because he does start off the strong language saying, Shikar Brahma Kal Hamasuin, but then he seems perfectly fine maintaining that Kupa is Drabana.
Well, he has 2 days. No, with regard to the Heteri Shalabal, only.
Right.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
So
I don't think you have to conclude,
so
like I said before.
That the mitzvah is in the Hamasuin, even if the...
Yeah, because there still are other aspects. No, Heterisha Labala isn't everything. Like we said before, there's another Machlokas Rishonim, and that is that some Rishonim felt implicitly, would you have to say, like the Ravid quoted by the Rajma, etc., that if there wasn't a Heterisha Labala component, then the Chalos Chuppah couldn't do the things that it does in the rest of Isha Sita. And other Rishonim will say, why not? It's still Babal Ke'ishto and other matters. It doesn't have to start from and be reflected Dafka in the physical, you know, intimacy realm. I think that's a separate machlokas or rishonim.
Within the Nusach HaBracha, it's only with respect to the Heter Yishol Baila.
Okay, but I would argue that even if that's Drabana, he has 2 deos, But even if that's only drabbanan, I might still think it's a kiyum daraisa, and it highlights still what kiddushin does for the whole institution. And I think that's pretty much.
But couldn't his intention be when he says like dey nesuin, meaning klal hanesuin, like not particularly klipa, but everything.
I think the other things just are. I'm saying even the other things I mentioned before, I think it's pretty clear.
Because it could be closer to the Ramban that everything is.
Chatzi chatzi? Well, even the Ramban, I think, is chatzi chatzi. I don't think the Ramban is saying, you know, that it's all the klalus. Like, I think the idea for the...
Maybe it means it's all aspects of...
The idea for the Miri that you would switch the order, I think, would be anathema. I think he just thinks, in that respect, that the, you know, the Kiddushin's tafel to the Nisuin, but it has to come, what it contributes to, it has to be there first. And so, anyways, I think it's also... even clearer, if it could be, in the Kabilis Kabilis issue, which we'll get to in a second. Certainly that they're one.
Right,
but
it could be one precisely because all aspects of Nisuin is a single mitzvah.
Right, I'm just saying, the cumulative evidence of all the things is that he is basically working from the direction. Nisuin is impacting on Erusin much more than Erusin is on Nisuin. But that could still be motivated by them being one, and therefore it's, oh, well, they're one, so you can nash from whichever one you want, but my overall impression is that that's stronger if it's, and it does say Ikar in the beginning, so.
But Ikar is Klal Hanesuin.
Okay, right.
It's everything.
Oh,
not
I don't,
Klal.
I thought he, yeah? Oh, Klal Hanesuin doesn't mean the Chuppah part?
Exactly, it means the whole institution of marriage. And that's what he could say. Well, it doesn't matter whether
chuppah
is
d'oraisa. Harbei tochel lefarish hecha matzina bracha le'iser, echnemer b'tzivanu en tzivanu ala asei. I guess it depends if klal anisuin means... Maybe.
Right,
okay,
it's
maybe. Yeah, it doesn't affect things so much. Either way, he's definitely thinking that you can learn a lot. You're learning more about Erusin from nisuin than you are nisuin
right.
from Erusin, put it that way. But you're learning both, and I hear it.
It also explains why you would say klal, otherwise...
Klal anisuin.
Maybe.
Maybe. Could be. Either way, it's very distinctive that whatever he's saying here, he's saying in a very consistent way. Put it that way. Yeah?
The second parak, the Miri uses the lashon of Shiari Mitzvah when he's talking about Chuppah.
Say that again?
The second parak, the Miri uses the lashon of Shiari Mitzvah when he's talking about Chuppah. Which sounds like strongly that the Kiddushin is here.
In what context?
In the question of Bracha, in the name of the second parak, you just referenced.
I have to look at that one. That one's not one on my list. What, you know what page it is?
Have it
off. Yeah. Okay, thanks. I mean, Kedusha.
Yeah.
What's the one I refer to? In Kedusha lo birech, lo yibarech achakak, the mai duhu. In Kamako b'tzas gonim koso, I was talking about the gonim that he quotes. Shein shliach mevarech, afo pisha shliach shel truma mevarech. Vezu ari nigmara mitzvah al yodo. Avo kidushin lo nigmara ad kniso lechupa. Vebosa shel mevarech, afo la kidushin, shari chupa shiari mitzvah. Oh, he calls it shiari mitzvah. Vover la asiya, mikri. Okay, I mean, just you're saying that's the one I was referring to before about the second parak of kidushin. You're saying just the language of shiari mitzvah sounds the other way. I hear. Okay, so let's talk about mitzvahs kabilos for a moment. We only have a couple of moments, so let's just finish that up. So again, the paradigm in the Gemara, what's a paradigm in the Gemara? David. Paradigm in the Gemara of kabilos. So welcome you back as well. What does the Gemara say about? When do you say, shnei kiddushim al kos echad, and when do we say, einos and mitzvahs kabilos? In general, in Shas, in Torah, in the world. That sounds very familiar, but it is. The Gemara in Pesachim, basically, Kubbeis and Brachos. What are the examples in the Gemara where you say?
Well, you say two Kedushas on Kosahas.
What's that?
Two Kedushas on Kosahas.
Yeah. What's the example the Gemara gives? When do you say Einos and Mitzvahs Kavilos Kavilos, and when do you say that you can combine two things on Kosech? When do we combine two things on Kosech? This yantav, it didn't really have it much. Kiddush and? Or Havdalah and Kiddush, right? When you go from Shabbos to Yaknahaz, right? We pass from Yaknahaz, whatever. What's Yaknahaz? Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. Meaning that's what happens when Shabbos leads into a Yom Tov. Correct? So do we make two Baruch Pre Goffins or take two Kosos? One. So the Gemara says that's okay. Right? That's the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Beis, that you can do that. On the other hand, if we were talking about somebody who is eating a meal, right, on, let's say, Friday afternoon, right, and then he lost track of time, so what would happen then? He what? Exactly. The Birchas Hamazon and the Kiddush have to take place with two different Kosos. And the Gemara says, Psachim, how come? Why can't you combine them? And the Gemara says, because Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So you have two paradigms. One is Birchas HaMazon of Chol and Kiddush of Shabbos. Right? That's Chavilos Chavilos. But Havdalah of Yom Tov and Kiddush of Shabbos is not. Okay. So that leaves you with a lot of room in between. I mean, you can understand that Birchas HaMazon of Chol and Kiddush of Shabbos are really completely unrelated and basically incompatible. Right. Havdalah of Shabbos and Kiddush of Yom Tov are not contradictory in any way, right? Because they co-op together in the calendar. Moreover, right, the Gemara has a view in Beitza which we don't paskin like, in case of Shabbos and Yom Tov anyway. According to Rambam, we do paskin like it in Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and that is, I mentioned it in the last year, but some of you were not here, Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. Right? Now, there's a view in the Gemara that when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, that it's Kedusha Achas, meaning it's what I call a juggernaut, you know. Because you have these two, it's a coincidence of the calendar, but wow, the juxtaposition of Shabbos and Yom Tov, right, what's common and what's different, you know, is an amazing opportunity to highlight things and to explore things. Right? It's a chalos Shabbos and Yom Tov. When you have them together, mamish, you know, and you're saying Ritzei and Yala V'Yavo, like that's one kind of experience. I mean, you go from one to the other. So in a way, if you want to build that up, the juggernaut idea, the Kedush Achas idea strongly, so of course that's not Chavilos Chavilos. That's a Kiyum. It's Kiddush V'Avdallah. You know, it has to be together. It's Yaknahaz. That's when you start jumping up and down because of Yaknahaz, if you have that view. But even if you don't, you're a little more, I don't know, say reticent, let's say, you know, less imaginative or something, I don't know what it is, a little more sober, but you know, missing out on the real Kiyum, unfortunately. So it's certainly not a stira, right? And there was a daya that says it is still 2 days of Kedusha back to back, right? And there's the overlap of the two because of Tosefes Kedusha. So even then there's something, it's certainly not a stira like you know, eating a benching on a chol meal on Shabbos. It's certainly not a stira, and maybe it's even a moderate kiyum, right? Maybe it's a big kiyum. Now, whether it is a moderate or a big kiyum or simply not, that's going to be important for the paradigm of Chavilos Chavilos. So what I don't want to get into right now, but what needs to be done, is to figure out, in general, like, what is the criterion for, you know, Enos and Chavilos, Chavilos. Do we need dissonance to say it? Do we need that there shouldn't be, you know, important, you know, fusion and convergence? Or, you know, what about all those things in between, let's say? So, part of any machlokas we find about Chavilos, Chavilos could be a machlokas about that question. Like, where do you draw the line? Or, it could be a question about assessing the two issues involved. So what's on marriage, what we have, the two issues that the Rishonim discuss are Ben Mishulim and Ben Tam, we had them already. But then, you know, it spread out to, you know, Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Provence and Chachmei Sfar, and it became very Leibniz, as they say, was two things. Number one, Sheva Brachos and Birchas HaMazon, right? One kos or two kosos. Everybody seems to, most Rishonim seem to agree, maybe everybody agrees, I don't remember, that it's one Bari Priya Gafen, But the question is one kos or two kosos. That's one debate. Right? And the other debate, of course, is Birchas Erusin and Birchas Nisuin under the chuppah. Right? One kos or two kosos, how many bori pregafens, etc. So you could say, oh, that's not a machlokas about the relationship between Sheva Brachas and Birchas Hamazon, or between Erusin and Nisuin. It's a machlokas understanding, you know, the paradigms of the, what, where do you draw the line in Chavilos Chavilos? Or, as I, what we're interested in suggesting is that it's about the relationship between them, in which case, again, one of the things you'd want to look for are patterns. Like if you find Rishonim or Poskim who are more inclined to say Chavilos Chavilos across the board, notwithstanding different relationships, it might be because their view of just what determines that, you know, is the common denominator. Right? Now, no one said there doesn't have to be a relationship. The same relationship between Erusin and Nisuin doesn't have to exist between Birchas Hamazon and Sheva Brachos or some other disputed case of Chavilos Chavilos. So if you find, oh, he's a, you know, Chavilos person and he's a, you know, Shneik Kiddushim al Kos Echad person, if you find patterns like that, it's probably a lot of what's going on is, you know, is that issue itself. On the other hand, depending on what rayas they're quoting, are they quoting rayas, you know, about Chavilos Chavilos and generally, or are they, you know, across the board, in other words, or are they quoting rayas to try to show the degree of integration between the two things, right? The more they are, it's about that. So in Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rabbeinu Tam, as we already noted, we first have this incredible Rabbeinu Meshulam, so like deferential, you know, even as he's being cholek, but we'll leave that part of it. But basically what Rabbeinu Meshulam says, Amarti b'fnei Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Shein b'digu malchusenu kim b'kos echad, Adanti b'fnei b'fnei kol chachmei Paris, right, Paris, V'osu kein mitam yak nahaz, Shein beis kedushas al shnei amim, V'ma'achar sheshem kedusha al shneiem, Machzikim b'kedusha achas v'chiburam b'kos echad. Not only are they not opposites dissonant, but there's kind of an interesting kiyum going on even if you pass in shnei kedushas. It would be interesting to know the Mandamar, I'm guessing the Mandamar Paskin Shtei Kedushos, you know, would be a little less enthusiastic than Kedushachas, but whatever. U'mistabra mitad tikna b'kos echad sh'asul omra b'beis kosos. And therefore, mistabra dika mitzvah la'asosam b'echad, referring to Erusin and Nisuin, ho'il u'me inyan echad hu. And Rabbeinu Tam answered him by saying, also tam yakna shikasavta kiminun echad heim kamokain birchas eris v'nesuin halosa devarai shamarti shata nosein ta'amin below rayos elamidas hakeres, I mean your instinct, your stomach, you know, you have ein behem mamish, right? And he talks about birchas hamazon v'havdala heichad isle beis kosos mifuzarin v'kol shekein. Rabbeinu Tam himself seems to say maybe it can be mechalik between Sheva Brachos and Birchas Hamazon, that's one part of their debate, and Erusin and Nisuin. Kol Shekein, Erusin and Nisuin, Birchas Erusin and Nisuin, the Haba Birchas Hamazon, the Kiddush to Mephazon, the Yosef Chalukin, Mizeh Mehen, the Zeh Bebeis Chasanim, the Zeh Bebeis Erusin, he has three rayas. Right, there are different venues, I mean different times, as if to say, that isn't a technicality, it isn't just because we want to give people time to prepare, a little more shock to, you know. But that's fundamental. We want to keep these institutions separate. Number two, zeh b'chenek, v'zeh b'skila. So the Rabbeinu the Amiri quotes this. The guy in the footnote says, I don't know where he got this from, where the shita is, I never saw it. I don't know why he didn't know this is Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar. It's also quoted in the Manig and others. So Amiri says, that's a difference in the Onesh Misa that we give him. What does that have to do with mitzvahs chavilos zu azu? I mean, what is Rabbeinu Tam saying? Ishtani katala, because it's a different state, it's a different chalos, different level of eishes ish. And then the last one, which is really good, zeh mutter b'moed, v'zeh aser b'moed. Meaning chuppah is a matir, it's about simcha, right? Erusin is an oser, it's a kinyan. And had he been interpreting like the Havamina of the Gemara, where the Gemara said, well, maybe you should say the other direction, but you couldn't say any of this. So this is Rabbeinu Tam. So the Meiri takes a strong stand on these issues, both in the Meiri here and in Inyan Hay in Magen Avos, right, where he says very, very clearly that it's Kosechad. Just 1 second, let's see if I can find it. What page did I say? 33? Yeah. V'nirin advarim shal kos echad hayu mesadrin es hakol v'af b'kol makom shekidushin v'chupa boin ki echad nir ha-shadin kein. Right? V'lo amru mevarchim b'chas chasan b'chas chasan b'chas erisim b'chas erisim elofi min hagam shayim mekachim b'zman echad v'nosim b'zman acher. Meaning, is he responding directly to Rabbeinu Tam? That's, you know, b'di'eved or l'maisa. Doesn't show anything more. So if you have them together, it's a juggernaut. Or even more, it's same kiyum. Aval kol shadavar nasa ki echad ala derech she'anu noagim she'mekadshim v'tekef l'kidusha menichim knaf ha-mitznefes she'barosh. Okay, this is his kind of version of the Tosas, right? She'barosh ha-kala al rosh ha-chasan l'shem chuppah. There are people who do that also, right? That's his definition of chuppah. Mevarchin birchas erusin u'birchas chasanim ki echad uvadai mutar l'sadran al kos echad. He's speaking more of the common denominator than the juggernaut, but that's okay. Below kiddushin, ugmar kiddushin. Maybe that would work better with your what you said about Shiare and what Itamar is saying. That's the clause. Maybe. Umikom akom gdolei tzarfat kasvu she'en roi l'sadron mipnei pshuta shal shmu azul mitzad chavilos u'kvar hashavnu b'shtem ela she'en mosifim b'tamze mipnei shachupa davar acher hu doishtani katola miskila lechenek. Says that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif and the Onesh too, right? Shabbos is Skila, and Yontif is just Malkus. Umin Hagon Shel Yisrael Torah. That's in the end he's hedging a little bit because he's saying there are two issues here, right? One is, what is the criterion? How much do you really need? How much dissonance do you need for chavilos, right, relative to the others, in other words, relative to the paradigms and the Gemara? And not only that, but it's all one idea and one kiyum. This leads him into the idea that when the Mishnah says birchas nesuin, it includes birchas erusin as well. So this is also what he says in Inyan Hay, in Magen Avos. Some of the language is identical, some of it is a little stronger. Sefer HaManik, by the way, also has Shechopa Osobitaliso, I should mention. It's not what I'm looking for right now, but it happened to be one of my markers here. Yeah, so this is Inyan Hay. I think it's Hay. Nahagnu gamken b'kol gvi olsenu mimosa gaonim v'arabonim sh'yishom imekedem sh'kola erusim v'nesuim boim ki echad v'varchim b'chas erusim b'chas esun al kos echad v'avzuka sh'roos ha'matamidim kein nasu matmiyam aleinu v'tzavcho aleinu v'shmuas v'varchim b'chas chasan v'beis chasan b'chas erusim v'beis erusim v'namti lahem banai ma charada asher charadatem aleinu. This is just good stuff. Ma matzasim Bonu Avel, right? Hit Kashavnu Shenelma Shmuos Birchas Erusin and Birchas Chasanim Me'Avoseinu Me'Avoseinu Agedolim. Nechein Tzar Gilgul Chavilos. Ela Hevi Yodim Shavimei Rabaseinu. Ha'im in Hagam Lekadish B'Shasa Shiduchem Elitin Zman Ketiam Musna. And that's all, you know, what it was. Ha'yu Mechuvanim L'Hachnis Ava B'Neim. Adshim chas v'shalim yerashim ones te avas ha'arus ha'kuka b'liba v'lo tival shum adam ha'idei pitu yele b'ones gavel siv the minag Yehuda. Anyways, v'b'chupa shayni sha'anu regilim Acha birchas erusin atef al rosh mitznefes akala mishneim takas atalis. Right, that's an interesting shita. Ein safek shal kos echad yimasadin akol v'kein adin b'chamakom shenagin kein sh'amr b'shinu yimakom b'shinu yikos elafir ragel b'zmanam al kol shadav nasa kiyachad afunas al kos echad b'zu kiddushim v'nisui nasin kiyachad shachupa nasis b'itut mitznefes akala rosh akos ashen boim lachlo kal kos echad mishum chavilos chavilos ein zeklum d'haba kiddushim v'abdalta shemasadin rosh al kos echad b'yak nahaz u'mipnei shekiddush v'abdala shneim boim linyan echad. But who kedushas Shabbos? Here it's stronger, right? Even the Havdalah is for kedushas Shabbos. They have kedushin v'chupas shneim l'davar echad niskavnu. They mechupas shum ikar below kedushin u'gmar kedushin hu. Afa bishegdolei tzorfas kasav d'shtani katal d'shtani kasa mili d'bdichusa ninu. That's pretty dismissive. The kedusha v'Havdalah dalta ishtani tvei d'melechas Shabbos b'skila. Here he doesn't say this in the. Based on here, but this is what he says here. The Melech Shabbos Beskilo beyond the Balav, below Shtani Kasa, the Koshkin Shibirkas Chasanim Chalukos Mibirkas Amazon Yosef. The Afin Asfara Einir Kedvrechen Shemakadish Yisrael Mashma Kedushas Klala Mitzvos, Meinzu Chasima Mina Psicha, and so on. Okay. So basically, you see that the Rishonim and all of these issues really are walking a fine line, and we have the pretty much the four. So we're going to stop here. We'll get back to some of these issues as we move forward. Tomorrow we'll start with the Mishnah, and then we'll go on to the next, to the first Gemara till the two dots on the other base.